Letter numbers 225-39, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 225. Friends, keep in the power of the Lord, which will bring you over all to the fine linen, the righteousness of the saints, and your bread of life. And the same power of the Lord will bring all your persecutors to rags and poverty. When they have done their work, they will have their wages. When the righteous and wicked have done their work, each shall have their wages, and so do not think the time long. For each must have their day to do their work in. When the wicked sun is gone down, their day is ended, and then they are reckoned with and paid, and then the people of God's day approaches, in which according to their works they shall have the rewards of life eternal. P.S. The power of God is over all, and they that keep in it, it will carry them over all. George Fox, 226. My dear friends, in the everlasting seed and covenant of life, be valiant for the truth upon the earth, and dwell in the power of the Lord God, and never heed that which makes to suffer, heed only the power of the Lord, which was before the other was, and all live in that and spread the truth abroad. And everyone improve your Lord and Master's money, your talent, to the advantage of your Lord. And be of good faith and valiant for the truth. You who are gathered in the name of Jesus, keep your meetings in his name, over all the meetings which are gathered by the sons of Adam in the fall, and look over all prisons and outward bonds, which are in time and will have an end. Look at the power of God, which has no end, in which is your life and peace, crown and dominion, and think not the time long that the rod of the wicked should lie on your backs. But rejoice in tribulations and persecutions, which are for the trial of your faith, that it may be found more precious than gold which perishes. For remember that Christ the Word was tried, and Christ is the tried stone, and all the prophets, apostles, and martyrs were tried for their testimony to the precious pearl, seed, and truth. And what sufferings they had in all ages were for the same, by the dark world, which was not worthy of them, who were as pilgrims and strangers in the earth, and many of them forsook their native land and country. And so live in that which glorifies the Lord, you who know the kindness, love, and mercies of God, and are made partakers of the heavenly riches, and of the inheritance that never fades away, and are heirs of the kingdom that never has an end, and are partakers of the promises and blessings that were before the curse was. And know the new covenant made manifest in your hearts, and the law of God there written, and the anointing within you to teach you, and then you need no man to teach you, but as it does teach you. So abide in him, and learn of him in whom God is well pleased, and none turn to them with whom God is not well pleased. For you who are children of God are not to look for salvation from the hills, neither to look at the arm of flesh, nor to put confidence in man, who are redeemed from under the curse, and the fear of man, and are bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. And so are not your own, and cannot do your own wills, nor other men's, but are to glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so dwell in the love of God together, and in peace, and unity, and fellowship in the seed and life. For there is your growth, and in that you grow in grace and faith together. The Lord God Almighty preserve you all in his everlasting arm and hand, which is his power, over all to his glory, bearing one with another in the gentle wisdom, which is peaceable and from above. For how joyful a thing it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And hereby it is known, if you love one another, you are the disciples of Christ, and a mark that you are passed from death to life if you love one another. And so the Lord God preserve your minds, and souls and hearts, all holy and pure to his glory, and all live and sit down in Christ the seed, who is the faithful witness, the Amen, the first and last, the beginning and ending. No more, but my love is to you all in the everlasting seed, Christ Jesus that never fell. George Fox and dear friends, keep low, for being low there is no danger. 227. Sing and rejoice, you children of the day and of the light, for the Lord is at work in this thick night of darkness that may be felt. And truth flourishes as the rose, and the lilies do grow among the thorns, and the plants atop of the hills, and upon them the lambs do skip and play. And never heed the tempests nor the storms, floods nor rains, for the seed Christ is over all and reigns. And so be of good faith and valiant for the truth can live in the jails. And fear not the loss of the fleece, for it will grow again, and follow the lamb, if it is under the beast's horns or under the beast's heels, for the lamb shall have the victory over them all. And so all live in the seed Christ, your way, that never fell. And you do see over all the other ways of Adam's and Eve's sons and daughters in the fall. And in the seed Christ, your way, you have life and peace, and there you see over all the ways of Adam in the fall, in which there is no peace. So in the seed Christ stand and dwell, in whom you have life and peace, the life that was with the Father before the world began. George Fox, the ninth month, 1663, 228. Dear friends, who have tasted of that which is precious, and have felt the truth convincing of you, and also felt the power of the Lord God. I feel something among some of you that is not right, and how that such get up into the wise part, but are out of the power and out of the life, and with that judge, and are beholding the specks in others' eyes, while the beam is in their own eyes. Oh, abuse not the power, in which is the gospel fellowship, which will keep all in unity, and grieve not the spirit, in which is the true fellowship and the bond of peace. Keep down high-mindedness, despise not prophecies, and quench not the spirit in the least, for that is flesh and not spirit in yourselves that does so. Judge not before the time that the Lord does come, who brings to light all the hidden things of darkness in you. Run not into outward things, that is the fleshly mind, that will run from one thing, and so be restless, and will not know what seat to sit in. After it has been in one outward thing, it will run into another, and call it his growth in the truth, and fall to judging others. But that judgment is after the flesh, and their growth is in the flesh. For the fruits of it is strife, backbitings, whisperings, and leads to idleness, busybodies from house to house, slandering, scandalizing, vilifying, and are in lightness, out of the fear of God, in variance and sowing dissension. And these are the seeds men of the flesh, and not of the spirit. And so feed one another with that which burdens the seed, and quenches the spirit, and destroys the love and unity, which love you should grow in. So the fruits of every birth manifests itself. The fruits of the Spirit are love, and peace, and truth, and plainness, and righteousness, and godliness. But the fruits of the flesh are backbitings, whisperings, lyings, slanderings, scandalizings. And therefore mind what this birth has brought forth, and shame it. That has cried up outward things, and what it has run into, and what it has drawn you into, that are in it, and what it has rent you from, and whether you are not come to a loss, and whether you have not gone into the flesh and into the air, and lost your first habitations of tenderness and compassion. For every birth knows its own, and is grieved when its own is judged, and that will never love plain dealing and righteous judgment, which are honest and true, but will have the false prophet's cushion and pillow, and can neither endure sound doctrine nor judgment. And therefore mind your first habitation and first love, and that which did convince you, that you may all come into life and power, to sit down in the habitation of it, in love and life and unity, and let there not be a backbiter nor slanderous tongue, nor liar, nor whisperer, reproacher, nor a busy body found among you. For if there is, it will leaven one another, and bring darkness and death upon you. Therefore, as I said before, dwell in the power of God, in which you may keep unity, life, love, and peace, and in which power of God you may be drawn up out of Satan's power, into the power of God, in which is my life, and in it is my habitation and dwelling, where I know the unspotted garment hid from all the unclean beasts' tongues, lips, hands, and eyes. And blessed are all you that keep in the power, and have kept your first habitation, for you grow up as calves in the stall. And such gad not abroad to change their ways, for the birth of the flesh would have some outward thing to feed upon, but the birth of the Spirit reigns over it. Farewell. George Fox Lancaster, Prison the Sixth Day, 1663. 229 Friends, George Fox 230 Friends, stand still and see, be still and hear, sit at Jesus' feet, and choose the better thing. To do the work of God is to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ the Light. And your hope and faith are to stand in God, and in His Son, walk by that faith which He is the author of, and walk in the light, and walk in the Spirit. As everyone has received Christ, so walk in Him, and so serve God in the Spirit, and worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. For God is not worshipped out of the Spirit and truth. The babe's milk is from the Word, and their bread is from above, and there is no true religion but what is pure from above. And the staid, patient people abide in their own house, but the whore is gadding abroad. And there is no true church but where Christ exercises His offices in and among them, and they are asking their husband at home, and he is their head. And the true marriage to Christ the heavenly man is witnessed by those who are flesh of His flesh, and bone of His bone. None come to be children of the light except those who believe in the light. No sons of God but by receiving Christ and by being led by His Spirit. No coming into all truth but by being led by the Spirit of truth. No running the true race in the straight way to get to the glorious crown, but with patience. no purifying but by coming to Christ, the hope of glory, the purifier, and no overcoming but by believing in Christ the light, and he who does so is born of God. And there is no true witness within but the light, the life, and spirit of Christ, the true record. No true faith but that which Christ is the author of, which gives victory. No true anchor to the immortal soul but by Christ, the hope of glory. So by hope you're saved. No true liberty but in Christ, and in his law of the spirit of life, and in his gospel. No true knowledge of God but by his light and spirit in the heart. No salvation but by the name of Jesus. No true praying but in the spirit. No true singing but in the spirit. No true fast but that which breaks the bond of wickedness. No true fellowship but in the pure faith, light, spirit, and gospel of God and Christ. No true foundation but Christ to build upon. No true way but Christ. No true seed but what Christ has sown in the heart. No true rest but in Christ. No true peace but in Christ. No true service to God and Christ but in the newness of life. No knowing the things of God but by the Spirit of God. No knowing the Son nor the Father but by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. No knowing the Scriptures but by the same Holy Ghost that moved the holy men to give them forth. No calling Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost by which he was conceived. No grafting into Christ but by believing in the light, which is called the light in men and the life in him. No true wisdom but from above, and no true receiving it but in the fear of the Lord, and no true understanding of spiritual things but what Christ gives, no divine reason but in the faith that Christ is the author of, which gives victory over that which is unreasonable and separates from God, and no true love of God but what he sheds abroad in the heart, and to know a fellowship with Christ in his death and sufferings is above the fellowship of bread and wine, which will have an end. But the fellowship in the gospel and Holy Spirit has no end. George Fox 231. My dear friends, be faithful to the Lord God everyone, in the truth and power of God, and his righteousness, that it may flow over all, and walk and live in it, that you may be a good savor to the Lord God and a blessing in your generation. Look over all sufferings, and that which makes you to suffer. Dwell in the rock, which is above all storms and tempests, for now is the trial of your faith. Now is the trial of your meetings, who are gathered in the name of Jesus, by those who are gathered in the name of Adam in the fall. Now is the trial of your worship, which is in the Spirit and truth, by those who worship out of the Spirit and truth. And now is the trial of your fellowship in the gospel, the power of God, by those whose fellowship lies in outward things. Now is the trial of your church, which is in God, by those who have their church in the fall, unsanctified. And now is the trial of your faith, and your gospel fellowship in it, which is a mystery, and Christ the second Adam is a mystery to fallen Adam, and truth is a mystery to all those who are out of it, and the light is a mystery to all the builders and stumblers at it and haters of it, and godliness is a mystery to all the ungodly. Therefore may you praise the Lord, and bless his name, who has revealed these mysteries to you in the day of trial, by which you may withstand the day of darkness and the hour of it. For those who have oil in their lamps enter in with the bridegroom, who have heard his voice at midnight. And so happy and blessed are all you who have laid up in store against this day, and the time that has now come, whose bread and water does not fail, and have found the landmark of your everlasting portion and inheritance in the kingdom, where nothing that defiles can enter. And therefore be valiant for the truth upon the earth, and fear no amazement, but fear the Lord, who upholds all things by his word and power, in whom is all your fresh springs of life. Live and walk in the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, and all keep out of Adam in the fall, who is earthly, that you may sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who never fell, who is your life, who is your peace and salvation, who redeems you from the earth, that you may reign upon the earth, who makes you kings and priests to God. And blessed be the Lord forever, who reigns and lives and rules among his flocks and assemblies, gardens, plants, vineyards, babes, children, sons and daughters, servants and prophets, watering them with the water of life, giving the increase of life to them. Glory and praise be to his name forever. And God accepts you in his Son, the second Adam, the seed Christ Jesus, who reigns. But God is displeased with people as they are in Adam in the fall, as they are out of Christ. And so in him be faithful, who is your crown, let no man take your crown from you. Yes, I say, be faithful to him who was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, who reigns and sits down at the right hand of God, till all his enemies are made his footstool. He who was glorified with the Father before the world began, sit down in him, the Amen and faithful witness. George Fox let this go among friends and dwell in peace and love, bearing with one another, and so fulfill the law of Christ. From Lancaster Castle, the first month, 1664. 232. Two general epistles to be read in all the congregations of the righteous, who are gathered out of the house of Adam in the fall, into the house of Christ who never fell, to be read among them. All friends everywhere, who are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, who never fell nor changed, yes, being gathered into him who never fell, you will see over all the gatherings of Adam and Eve in the fall, from the garden of God and the blessed state, and from the image of God and the righteousness, and the holiness that he was in before he fell, in which all is in the confusion in the fall. The sons and daughters of Adam are broken into the many gatherings, being in the fall from righteousness and holiness, and the image of God, and the blessed state that they were in before they fell, and so are away from the witness of God, the Spirit, and the light in their own particulars. And so as Jacob's prophecy was on his deathbed to his sons, how that the gathering of all nations should be to Shiloh, to Christ Jesus, Mark, to Christ Jesus who never fell, who was with the Father before the world began, in whom is the light, life, peace, and rest in this gathering. And so the gathering is out of Adam in the fall, up into Christ, who never fell, and in him are safety and peace. And in this gathering every one of you has a river, yes, of living water, in your own bellies, which river comes from the fountain. For all nations are blessed in him, Christ Jesus who takes away the curse that stood over all nations and destroys the devil the author of it, and spreads over the blessing again, and all are blessed in him, and therefore bless and do not curse. And all those who are saved walk in the light of the Lamb, and so come to the holy city, which comes down from God out of heaven, into which there is no unclean thing enters. In which city there is no need of the sun nor moon, the Lord God and the Lamb is its light. Of this city, which fences out all bad, and unclean and unrighteous, and the adulterer and idolater and the liar. And the power of the Lord God goes over all the bad. And those who come into this city are saved, as I said before, and walk in the light of the Lamb. And therefore, friends, all know the blessed truth, which the devil is out of, which truth makes you blessed, through which you come every one to have a crown, and so to feed upon the tree of life, through which you come to live forever, the leaves of which heal the wounded nations. So you who have bought the truth, do not sell it for trifles, neither give it nor leave it. For that which the tempter will tempt you to is out of the truth, to outward things. But consider all the faithful all along how they suffered, and by whom, and for what, in all ages since the fall, from the foundation of the world, since the Lamb has been slain, not joining to men in anything that the sons of Adam have invented and set up, the sons of God nor the faithful could not join to. They followed the Lord, his counsel, and his word and promises, and went through the great tribulations to the rest, as pilgrims and strangers to all the sons of Adam's evil ways, religions, and worships, those who were in the worship of God, and in the way of God, Christ Jesus who never fell, saw over them all. And take heed of the rough garments and rough spirit of Esau's rough nature, but mind the plain Jacob who supplants rough Esau. And mind the constant truth, and take heed of the inconstant, and those who are given to changing, which the Son does not give himself to, for he ends the changings, the Son Christ who never changes. And as everyone has received him, so walk in him who never changes. Do not walk in the traditions of the Jews who changed, nor the Gentiles, nor the apostate Christians, but in him, as I said before, Christ Jesus, who never changed, and the way that never fell nor changed nor ever will change. And then you will see over all the ways of the false priests, shepherds, prophets, and teachers of Adam and Eve's sons and daughters in the fall, who do change and do fall and stumble, and are turned by every wind, you being in Christ Jesus who never fell nor ever changed, in whom you have life and peace and rest. For to preach Christ the way, the prophet, priest, and shepherd who never fell, and people to receive him, they come out of all those who do fall, both false prophets and shepherds and priests' ways. And this is opposite to them all, in which they took counsel against those who preached Christ the word, who was in the beginning before the Jews' ways and traditions were, or the Gentiles, or the apostate Christians, and he will be when they are gone. So to preach Christ is not to preach up the Jews' traditions, nor the Gentiles, nor the apostate Christians, nor to follow the traditions of their forefathers, but to follow the word, neither receive them, nor those who preach them, but to follow that which lives and endures and remains forever. And this is the word that makes the Jews to grieve, and the Gentiles and the apostate Christians to preach the word which was before their traditions and inventions were. And this is the word which makes wise men and wise women. And the word is the seed, which seed is sown in the field, and the field is the world, and there is stony, thorny, and highway ground, and good ground. And so this is universal doctrine. The universal seed hits the stony, thorny, and highway ground, and falls upon all. Only it is the good ground that brings forth 50, 60, or 100-fold increase. And those who are the highway ground, they are so full of the fowls, and of the air that it takes it away. And those who are sown among thorns, they are so full of the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of richness, that the thorns choke it, and those with stony hearts, so that the seed does not have much earth. When trials and persecutions come with their heats, it is scorched by the heat of the sun. And therefore all be warned of these natures, both of the stony, and of the thorny, and of the highway ground, and of the fowls, and of the air. And friends, keep down feigned flattery. Keep in the truth that brings to plain-heartedness, so that all may be the good ground, that you may abound in goodness, and righteousness, and holiness, for peace is sown to the righteous, and gladness to the upright in heart. And see that you walk in the light, and the life, that it may be your life, that you may have treasure in your vessels, that you may enter in with the bridegroom, having the oil in your own lamps, that you may inherit the life that is above all the foolish talkers who are out of the peace. The second Adam, in whom the peace is, and the life. For those who are in strife about the body of Christ are in Adam in the fall, and they are neither at peace in themselves with God, nor Christ, nor those who are in Christ. So whatever men or people profess, their end manifests exposes them, and crowns them with death or life. So live in the word, which all ends in the seed. This keeps over all pretenses in the substance, and over the airy spirits that are out of the life, running up and down sowing dissension, tattling and backbiting and whispering, and setting one against another. The seed Christ is over that spirit, and he has little room in their hearts, for they are abroad in the fields, lifting up themselves higher than the world, but are worse to deceive the simple. But truth and the light and the life is over all that, in which all keep your habitation. For Adam lost his habitation, and so his sons and daughters who are in the disobedience are in the fall. And the Jews lost their habitation from the love of God, and so they lost their authority and were mingled among the heathen. And the apostate Christians lost their habitation from the life and power that the apostles were in, and so have brought all Christendom into heaps and sects about outward things, being out of the life and word, which was in the beginning before the apostasy and the fall were. So live in the word, in that you have life and dominion and authority over all that which Adam and Eve's sons and daughters invented, and also over all in the fall. In which word you have wisdom, as I said before, and there is a faithful witness, Christ, whose name is called the Word, and he is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Amen. And friends, keep over all the bustlings and wars and strife and the talkers of such things among the sons of Adam in the fall. You that are in Christ Jesus who never fell, in whom is the peace, who makes the first Adam's sons and daughters to break their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, that they shall not learn war anymore. For those who are there are in the foolish state, but those who are in Christ are in the wise state, and have spiritual weapons, though accounted foolish by the world. Yes, the wisdom of God is so to the wisdom of the world, which is foolishness. And so you that the Lord has blessed in outward things for his truth, keep over them and out of them, serving the Lord who has blessed you, for fear that you be entangled. So keep above them in the righteous life and conduct, that righteousness may flow to all men in all things, honesty and truth, and that which does justice, and doing justly, that may flourish. For those whose conduct is ordered aright, they shall see the salvation of God. Keep out of all heats and passions, and over the tempestuous spirits, the ground of which is uncleanness, all which are up and down and sudden, which makes a mountain of wickedness and unholiness, and keeps out of the holy mountain, which those who walk in the light of the Lord go to, and they are taught his ways. Take heed of a false liberty in anything to the flesh, but keep your first love and habitation in the power and truth of God, for the lowly mind, the humble and meek, and broken and contrite spirit and heart. The Lord does not despise, but exalts. Keep out of the many words of the world, and take heed of a liberty of going into them, but keep in the power of the Lord God, overall, which was before all, and is over all, so that your lives and conversations may preach to all men, and adorn the truth of God, and speak in the hearts of all men. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some was in the beginning of the apostasy, who entered into the reasoning part, and so went from the exhorting daily, and the building, and the fellowship, and the communion of the saints in the Spirit, and from the flocks, and the garden of God, which he waters with his water of life, and feed with his bread of life, and sets open his broad rivers of living water to drink. And those who forsake the assemblies of the righteous, some for fear of the earth and sufferings, become quarreling spirits, and so go out of the path of the flock's footsteps, and do not sit down with the flock at noonday, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For there the flocks meet, and there they all have a fountain, through which they are all of one soul, and mind, and judgment, and heart, and spirit, and come to be gathered out of all the separations, and sects, and fellowships, and gatherings, and meetings of Adam and Eve in the fall, and sit down in Christ Jesus who never fell, where the fullness is and the life, in whom there is no shadow, no variableness, nor turning, in him that is the way. But oh, the poverty, the shadows, the variableness, the turnings, the worships and traditions, and the sects that are in the world among the sons of Adam in the fall. Oh, the riches that are in him that never fell, the peace and the life that was with the Father before the world began, the Amen. And friends, take heed of the vain inventions and arts of the world, keep out of their rhymes and their verses, for they are the arts of men and stir up the light part and lift up that which pertains to itself, that is stirred up that will turn in the end to the strife or the earth. But you who live in the word of God that never fell, changes, nor alters, do not, except as you are moved by it, and that will stand and remain, in whom you may know a dwelling, life over death, and before it was. The serpent got into Adam and Eve by disobedience. They had dominion over all things that God had made. Yes, even over the serpent, and he came and told her, they should be like God if they would eat of the fruit that was forbidden. And they thought to have been like God and to be made wise. But the devil came to be God, and they came to be slaves. And so he got into Adam's heart and Eve's heart through their disobedience, through which they lost their dominion, and the serpent came to be God of the world, the deceiver. Now said the Lord to the serpent, upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall be your meat all the days of your life. So you may see how the serpent got into Adam and Eve by disobedience. Secondly, he rules in all Adam's sons and daughters' hearts who are disobedient to the light, the truth, the power of God in themselves, and he darkens their hearts and minds and makes them envious. And from him they have their devilish earthly wisdom and all their invented arts and ways that are bad, that keep up and stir up the fallen nature that is sometimes puffed up and sometimes down, through which the earth is brought out of its course and the bonds of civility broken. So here he rules in the disobedient and got into Adam and Eve's heart by disobedience, who is called the God of the world, whose meat is dust, goes upon his belly. Now if this ruler, and this governor of the hearts of those who are disobedient, who is called the prince of the air, and so whirls them up into the air, who got into Adam and Eve's heart by disobedience, and rules in his sons and daughters' hearts by disobedience, if he goes upon his belly, how do they go that he rules? Better than the ruler, do you think? Must the ruled go better than the ruler? Thirdly, if this ruler's meat is dust, who rules in the hearts of the disobedient, which got into Adam and Eve's heart by disobedience, if the ruler's meat is dust, then what do the ruled feed upon? For can any feed upon life but those who come to the light and life and truth in their own hearts, by which truth they come to see how he got in by disobedience and how he rules the disobedient? Now, do you think that the devil would have any man or woman, or his messengers or apostles, to obey the truth and light in themselves? Then how can he rule in their hearts unless they went out of the truth? The devil, the serpent, got into their hearts by disobedience and rules the disobedient. And therefore it is not likely that the devil, or his messengers or prophets or apostles would have any man or woman to obey the light, the truth in their own hearts. For if they obey the light, the truth which the devil is out of and abide just, by this they come to go upright from under the slavery of him who upon his belly goes. They come to feed upon the life, Christ, who was with the Father before the world began, not upon the dust, which he feeds upon who is out of the truth, and those that he rules are out of the truth. So it is no strange thing for him and his messengers to speak against the light in the heart, for he has made the world like a wilderness, all wild and rough. He who got in by disobedience and rules in the disobedient it is not likely that he would have people to obey the light nor life within them. He who is out of truth, who got into Adam and Eve by disobedience, rules in all those who are disobedient, going roaring up and down, seeking whom he may devour. And so Adam came to be lost, and the Lamb came to be slain from the foundation of the world. And therefore comes Christ, the first and the last, to destroy the devil and his works in men's hearts, and sanctifies them by his blood, his life, who is the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and destroys the devil and his works, and him who has the power of death through death, and sanctifies and washes men and women, and presents them back again to God perfect. But the devil would not have men and women to own perfection, who has made them imperfect, nor his messengers. But it is Christ who destroys him and his works, and said, "Be perfect," and presents men and women perfect to God out of the fall, up to Adam before he fell, and not only there, but up to himself, Christ, who never fell, the royal seed. And keep your meetings in him, and dwell in peace and love, so that the fruits of the Spirit may abound among you. For the fruits of the flesh are all in the fall, where the Spirit is grieved. For there they are out of the quietness, and out of the rest and peace. Therefore in Christ, who never fell, the peace and rest and light and life and the power and truth live, and God is well pleased and accepts you in his Son, Christ Jesus, in the seed, in the light, in the truth, in the power of God, in the righteousness, and in the wisdom. But God does not accept them nor you, as they and you are in Adam in the fall, in their own righteousness, in their own wisdom, out of the light, out of the truth, out of the life, and not living in it in themselves. And so God does accept you in Christ the second Adam, who never fell, and is well pleased with you in Christ the second Adam. That righteousness which was before Adam was, is in Christ who never fell, as you come out of Adam in the fall, and live in Christ Jesus who never fell. And so Christ comes to be manifest in people's hearts, and the Son to be revealed, who casts out the strong man, who has kept the house and plunders his goods, who got into Adam and Eve by disobedience, and rules in the hearts of Adam and Eve's sons and daughters, who are in disobedience. And so Christ the second Adam must rule in people's hearts, who are in the obedience, as he does in all who have power, and enjoy life. And so be valiant and faithful for the truth upon the earth, serving the Lord in a new life, that is in Christ Jesus who never fell, out of the old life of Adam in the fall. For the old life is in Adam in the fall, where the Spirit is grieved, and the new life is in Adam who never fell, who was born in Bethlehem. Beit is a house and Latham is bread, where the fullness is, who will dry up the river Euphrates with its froth, which has run so up and down among the sons of Adam. So that people may drink at him, the fountain, the water of life, through whom you come to know the mighty God of heaven and earth, the upholder of all things, and creator of all things, to his glory and honor being in Christ Jesus, by whom were all things made, who is the top and cornerstone, in whom you all have life, in him live. And so fare you well, that you may have the blessings of the Lord come upon you. And dear friends, keep your hands, tongues, feet, bodies, and hearts clean and open, out of all pollutions and uncleanness. For blessed are all you whose feet are guided in the way of peace, which is in the way of righteousness, through which the immortal life is lived in. And all avoid light words and jesting and fables and foolish talk, but live in the power of the Lord that is over all, through which you follow godliness and holiness, without which none shall see the Lord God. And blessed be God the Father who has set Christ over all, who is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, God's faithful and true witness, the Amen. In him have you the book opened, and in him you see all things unsealed, in him manifest in you, who is your life, who was with the Father before the world began, the Amen. For in this night of apostasy from the Spirit and power that the apostles were in, all things have been sealed up, and no man could open. But now the Lamb has come again, who opens the sealed book. And all friends, keep out of all the vain fashions of the world, and over that unchaste spirit that invents new fashions daily, both in clothing and diet. Therefore keep chaste in the power of God over them all, so that your lives and conversations may judge them in such things, who devour those things upon their lusts, which God has given to the service of man. George Fox 233, The Second Epistle. Friends, this is the day of the trial of your faith, and therefore be faithful. For the faith is it by which you have victory and access to God. By faith all the fiery darts of Satan are quenched, and by faith the mountains are subdued and removed. And in this faith, all your sacrifices are accepted by God, and that gives you victory and access to God. And in this faith, you please God, and that gives you victory over that which displeased him. And in this faith you have all unity, which is the faith of God's elect. The one faith, which keeps you in the oneness, and all the sacrificers and worshipers and religions that are not in this faith, are not one. God has no respect to their sacrifices nor offerings, but they are like Cain's, who went from the presence of God and persecuted about his religion, who built a city in the land of Nod, which signifies wandering to and fro and unsettled, and tossings to and fro, up and down. And this is the city that all who persecute about religion live in, the land of Nod, tossings, wanderings to and fro. Let them be of whatever profession or religion whatever, heathen, Jew, or Christian, if they are persecutors about religion with carnal weapons, they are in Cain's land of Nod, wandering out of the faith of Abel of the elect, in which faith God accepts the sacrifice, and these are in the land of the living. But Cain's land of Nod, where the envious ones are persecuting others about religion, in that land God has respect to none of their sacrifices nor religions. The outward Jews had outward weapons to hold up their outward services, for which they had a command from God. But the heathens had no command from God to hold up their inventions. And Christ Jesus came to end the Jews' law and commandments, which held up their outward services, together with their outward weapons, and all outward things. And he who is the substance reigns, for all the types and figures, and shadows were given to man after man fell, but Christ who comes to redeem man out of the fall, to the state that he was in before he fell, ends them all, and in him there is no shadow. So he sets up a spiritual ministry, and spiritual worship, and a spiritual fellowship, and a church that is without spot or wrinkle, and a religion that is pure from above. And this religion is ruled with spiritual weapons. And now, friends here, you may discern what is set up by Christ and his Spirit, and what is set up by man. For Christ, who ended the Jews' laws and commandment, preached and taught his disciples who were to go into all nations to preach the gospel, to gather people unto him, and to establish churches. He gave forth no command or order, that those that would not hear them, nor receive them, his law, his commandment, his doctrine, should be persecuted, imprisoned, or banished. Though he suffered, and was blasphemed and persecuted, and his apostles, for publishing forth the truth. And he rebuked them that would have had men's lives destroyed, and said, that he came to save men's lives. And the apostles, and the true church in the primitive times, before the apostasy, who were in the spirit of Christ Jesus, walked in the doctrine of Christ and his commands, and did not persecute any about religion, nor imprison among themselves, nor others about religion, though they had ordinances and commands among them for the utmost. And if they rejected the church's counsel, they were to be left as heathen, which was the utmost penalty. And so here you may see, the Spirit of Christ did not persecute any for not observing that which it gave forth and set up, which it received from God. Now here is a distinction between the Spirit of Christ and the spirit of fallen men. For that which man's fallen spirit sets up, which he has invented, if others will not fall down to it and worship it, he persecutes them. This is the practice of the heathen and Jews, who transgressed the law of God and followed their own inventions, who persecuted the prophets and killed the righteous one. And this is the practice of the spirit of all the Christians apostatized from the primitive spirit that was among the Christians, which was the spirit of Christ. So that spirit that sets up their own ordinances, commandments, ways, religions, worships, and persecutes others because they will not observe them. This is the spirit of the world, which lusts with envy, and not the spirit of Christ. And also those are the works of men that they persecute about, and not the works of Christ, which neither he nor his apostles persecuted about. And so here is a clear distinction to you, that you may know what leads to the spirit of Christ, and what lusts to the spirit with envy. For the Spirit of Christ does not persecute any that do not receive that which he sets up. But the spirit of the world does persecute those who will not receive that which it sets up. And in this you may try both fruits and spirits, like the rod of Moses devoured up all the magician serpents of the lying signs and wonders. So shall the rod of Christ, who has all the power in heaven and earth given to him, who will rule all nations with his rod of iron. Christ's rod shall and will devour all the serpents and lying wonders of the spiritual Egypt and Sodom, yes, and all the serpents that are in all nations, for all nations are to be ruled by his rod. And Moses' song was sung when his rod had devoured the serpents, and the outward Egyptians in the sea. So the Lamb's song shall be known, as all the spiritual Egyptians' serpents are devoured by Christ's rod. And the spiritual Egyptians being overthrown in the sea, the Jews in spirit shall rejoice and sing the song of the Lamb. The abomination that made desolation, which is spoken of by Daniel the prophet, which should come in after the daily sacrifice was taken away, and should continue 1,290 days. This abomination has made desolate from the truth, light, life, and the power of God, true religion and true worship, and true church and fellowship. So the beast that John saw and speaks of, which must continue 42 months, and the whore, the false church, upon the beast, which beast should be worshipped 42 months, the time of his continuing, and the whore should sit in her scarlet, the false church upon the beast. The true church this time has been in the wilderness 1,260 days, which has now come out again, and the man-child has come down from heaven to rule all with his rod of iron, and the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory, who make war in righteousness, and are going on conquering and to conquer. And so you followers of the Lamb, be faithful and valiant for the truth upon the earth, and do not heed your native land, but mind the birth that is born and brought forth from the womb of eternity, which separates you from your mother's womb, by which you believe in God, and not fear man, for what can he do to you? Neither look to the hills for salvation, for the Lord can make the rock a pool of water and a spring. And therefore dwell in the power of God, which was before the fall of man was, whose fallen spirit persecutes those who have come to taste of the power of Christ's resurrection and life. And in this power of God, you will not be weary nor faint, which was before the fallen spirit was that assaults you. And in this power you will have stability, content, comfort, joy, and peace. And keep over that spirit, do not let it have power over you, that may receive the truth in an opinion, and may be a little civilized by it, that is ready to join with every opposing Korah, and is ready to wander after every strange thing that is new, and so will follow strange flesh, who are not cleansed by the power of truth, and not established in it. Such often have their religion to seek, who live in questionings and disputings in carnal reasons, out of the power of God, in which is the fellowship, the one thing, which is Christ the substance, in which all stability is felt, which has little room in such hearts. George Fox 234. All you prisoners of the Lord for his truth's sake, and for keeping the testimony of Jesus Christ, against all the evil inventions, traditions, rudiments, will worships, feigned humilities, and self-righteousness of those who are in the fall, who are out of God's power and righteousness, who have no weapons but carnal, like they themselves are carnal. Your patience must overcome all these rough and hasty spirits in the world, and your love must bear all things. For patience obtains the crown which is immortal, which runs the race. So the Lamb must have the victory over all the unclean, airy spirits, and over him who is out of the truth. So, be meek and low, then you follow the example of Christ, and come to bear the image of the just, who suffered by the unjust, and put on his righteousness, who suffered by the unrighteous, whose back was struck, and his hair was plucked off, and face was spit upon, and yet cried, Father, forgive them. Here he kept his dominion, a sufferer who had the victory, which the followers of the Lamb do in measure attain to. So put on courage, put on patience. Let your loyalty be known, for your King who has conquered the devil, death, and hell in walking in righteousness, peace, and truth, feeling the power of God, teaching every one of you when words are not uttered. And let your faith be in the power that goes through all things and over all things, and everyone hearken to it. So know the power of the mighty God, the arm, and how it works, and the hand how it carries you, which brings out of tribulation and slavery and spiritual Egypt into peace. And this is the power of God, in which you feel to before enmity was, and are at peace one with another, then you live in the Prince of Peace's kingdom and dominion and life, in which is unity, which was before enmity was, which destroys it. And so in the power of the Lord God you are made strong, which goes over the power of darkness, and was before it was, which is out of the power of God. And all people who are away from the witness of God in their own particulars, they are all weak and feeble and stagger. All men and women's strength is in the power of God, which goes over the power of darkness. So feel all this to go through all and over all, preaching and working in you, and let the ear be lent to it and hearken to it in one another. And by it feel the seed raised up in one another, which is heir of the power, that you may each know your portion. For all people who are away from the witness of God in their own particulars, that have erred from it, and hate the light, they are full of darkness, sin, and iniquity. While their minds are erred from the Spirit of God in themselves, inspiration and revelation are hid from them. So when their minds are turned with the light and Spirit of God towards God, then with it they shall know something of revelation and inspiration. As they are turned with that of God from the evil, and emptied of that, then there will be some room in them for something of God to be revealed and inspired into them. And therefore in that, they will have prophecies and seeing things to come, being turned from the evil that has darkened them and separated them from God, in which they will see the covenant, through which they will come to have peace with God. George Fox 235 Friends, you who now come to suffer by a land flood, keep on the rock, for there is safety, though a storm is in the sea, and the flood is great, and the winds great, and the way rough and crooked, the seed Christ can make all straight. And so do not think of the winter and cold weather, nor the night long, for the lilies grow, and the gardens give a good smell. And there is a difference between the carnal mind and a spiritual, and the meetings of Adam in the fall, and those who are gathered into Christ the resurrection, and the life and power and spirit. And the sun shines, and the light is clear and not dim, so that you may see your way in life, though there is a storm and tempest in the sea. And so mind the summer and singing of birds, and not the winter and night in which evil beasts yell. And so blessed and happy are you who have the oil in your lamps, and have risen at the voice of the bridegroom, and have laid up in store against this day that is come. Which now all the rich in profession, who thought they had something, have come to poverty, your old opposers. And the rock remains. And therefore all, and everyone, from the highest to the lowest, let none take your crown, but be faithful. For the Lord's ears are open to the cries of his oppressed and afflicted ones. He hears the groans and cries of them day and night. And the Lord's eye is open, and he sees all the actions of men, and times and seasons are in his hands, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. The strong and all-sufficient, omnipotent God, Elshdi, who destroys the destroyer and ruins him who would destroy and ruin all, who by his seed destroys him and his works. And so sit down in the seed, in whom you have life and peace, and he remains and does not change, who now reigns and is over all, and in him live, who has been slain from the foundation of the world, and was imprisoned and pressed like a cart with sheaves, and yet gave his back and cheeks to the smiter, and his hairs to the pluckers off of them. And so in him, the second Adam, you will not be weary, nor faint, nor think the time long of your sufferings. For all the weariness and faintings are in Adam in the fall. And so your church being in God, and your worship in the Spirit and power and truth, which the devil is out of, and your fellowship in the gospel, the power of God, which was before the devil was, keep your fellowship in the power of God, and look above all outward sufferings, and dwell in that which is above all, and will stand when all other is gone. And so dwell in the love of God, and in the unity of the Spirit, one with another. And in that the Lord God Almighty preserve you all. Yes, over all that which is contrary to his power, to his glory, forever. Amen. George Fox 236. All my dear friends, in the everlasting power, life, and truth live, for you cannot live outside it in the winds and storms. And though the hills and the mountains are burned, and the trees have become fruitless, and winter has devoured the former fruits, and you see that persecution has choked them, and the heat has scorched them, by which the untimely figs are fallen, and the corn is withered on the housetop, and the night has come, and the evil beasts go out of their den. But truth lives, and the power of God is over them all, and Christ rules, and there is bread of life and water of life in him and in his house, though the caterpillars and locusts have agreed to eat up all the green. But as you are in the truth, you are in its day, and those in the darkness are in the day of darkness. And all who are in the truth, rejoice through Christ in the God of truth and never heed prisons, for they are only for a time, and mind him who has all times and seasons in his hand. And never heed the raging waves of the sea, nor be troubled at his tongue who speaks nothing but tribulation, anguish, and bondage, nor be troubled at the cords of the ungodly, for the cords of love, the power of God, are stronger. And what does he do who sits in heaven but laugh them to scorn? And so be valiant for the truth upon the earth, for the power is the Lord's. And so my love to all friends in the everlasting seed, who never fell nor changes. George Fox 237. Dear friends and brethren, the Lord is with you all everywhere, who suffer for his name and truth's sake. In all your bonds and afflictions be of good comfort, for the Lord is with you. Neither be dismayed at your sufferings, for if you suffer, Christ suffers. And if you are persecuted, it is Christ who is persecuted. And if you are not visited, it is Christ who is not visited. And if you are oppressed, it is he who is oppressed. and he will lay no more upon you than you are able to bear. And the angel of his presence suffered with the outward Jew, and Christ suffers with the inward Jew in the spirit. And so has a fellow feeling with you all, in all your bonds and afflictions, and Christ who suffers will overcome all his enemies. He reigns, and they must be his footstool to stand upon. And so, be of good faith and be valiant for the truth upon the earth. George Fox 238. My dear friends and brethren, all everywhere, keep your habitation and your first love, and do not go forth from your rule of faith and life within, in which you all have unity and fellowship, and the Lord will be your comforter and teacher. And if you do not go forth from the light, spirit, and truth within, you will feel the light to guide and lead you and instruct you. And by it you may have immortality put upon you. And do not be ashamed of Christ Jesus, the light and life and teacher, nor of his spirit to lead you. For can they find any occasion against you, except because you worship God in spirit and obey the command of Christ Jesus? And so, as the old cry was, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, it is not fit for him to live," so it is now. But blessed are those who keep their habitations clean and live in the power of the Lord, which was before the curse was. George Fox 239, A General Epistle to All Friends. All my dear friends and brethren, who are of the royal seed of God. Patience obtains the victory that runs the race and obtains the crown. Be married and joined to the seed Christ the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. From its foundation, I say. For as you are joined to the seed and married to that which has been slain from the foundation of the world, which has the victory and overcomes, by this you come to the end of the world, mark to its end. And now all friends, look upon the sufferings that have been since the fall and since the world began. And again, look upon the valiant prisoners and those who stood with the Lord and for the Lord and followed and obeyed his movings and motions and commands. With the victory they had, how they triumphed in the Lord over that which was against the Lord. For by faith Abraham forsook his country and his father's house and his national worship. And by faith was Abel's offering accepted of God, unto whom God had respect. Therefore wicked Cain persecuted and killed him about his religion. And this was not long after man was fallen from the righteousness, and the power, and the image of God, which man was made in. And by the faith and the power and wisdom of God Moses went down and spoke to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and through the power and hand and arm of God he led them out of Egypt, which signifies misery, slavery, and bondage. Though afterwards when had were come out and had tasted the power of God, many fell. And Moses saw Christ, the great prophet that was to come, which was to build his house, as Moses by the wisdom of God had done his, in the time of the law with types, figures, and shadows, and so look upon Moses how he conquered all the magicians, and comprehended all the sorcerers and soothsayers and Pharaoh's religion and their worship, and could not bow nor bend to it. Look upon Joseph, who through the enmity in his brethren was sold into Egypt, who underwent reproach and imprisonment, unto whom God gave power over all at last, and confounded all the wise men and the national worshippers in Egypt, and came in favor over them all by the power of God. And remember Abraham, who was in the faith and the fear of God, and how God plagued Abimelech's housed for his sake. Therefore keep in the faith of Abraham, then the hand of the Lord will turn against whoever wrongs you. And while they stood in the power of God, what victories they had over their enemies. As instant Samson, David, and Saul. But when any went from the command of God, how they fell under the heathen. So now you who have come to God's power, which goes over the power of darkness, and was before it was, in that stand, triumph and trample, who have come to the end of carnal weapons and striving with outward arms. And you may look upon them, how valiant they were over the Philistines, both Samson and David, and his mighty men, when they were in the power of God, and how David's three mighty men broke through a whole host to fetch water to refresh David. Therefore now you in the power of the Lord, the mighty God, go over all the Philistines of the earth, and their carnal weapons, as they in the time of the law did with carnal weapons. And how often Jacob's well was stopped up, the beloved of God, the second birth, by the Philistines, but Jacob threshed the mountains as he arose and drove them away, by which he might drink again. So read this in the substance, who have come to the second birth, which goes over Esau and the Philistines, both which was before they were. And also remember how the prophets were imprisoned and put into dungeons and stocks, etc., as in particular Jeremiah, and how they were mocked and scoffed at and reproached for declaring against the sins and wickedness of the times, both by rulers, teachers, and people. And yet by the power of God they were carried through and over all. And the cry was then, "Cursed is he who puts his trust in man, or fears man, or the arm of flesh." So remember Daniel, and the three children, though prisoners, yet could not bow to the national worship, and so were cast into the fiery furnace, and the den of lions, unto whom the Lord God gave dominion over their enemies, and confounded the national worshippers with all the magicians, and made the king to change his decree and law. And this was in the Babylonish monarchy. And when the Medes and Persians got up, the power was changed, then they cast Daniel into the den of lions, because he prayed to his God contrary to the king's decree, to whom God appeared again and confounded them all, and made the king or emperor change his decree. Therefore keep faith in the power of God, for that is it by which the elders of old obtained a good report. And consider Mordecai, who stood faithful and could not bow to proud flesh, though it was in danger of destroying all the Jews, over whom, through obedience to God, he gave him victory, by which he came to answer the good in all people. Now consider those who came to profess Christ, who was the substance before the types, figures, and shadows, which were held up by the Jews in the law, and first covenant and priesthood and ordinances, which Christ the substance came to end, how that, I say, the Christians of old suffered by that kind of people, the Jews, as you now suffer the most, and have done by those who are the greatest professors of Christ's words, but out of the life and power of Christ, which the apostles and saints were in the primitive times. So it is no new thing, and, as Solomon said, here is no new thing under the sun. For it is not a new thing for the birth that is born after the flesh to persecute the birth that is born after the Spirit. And look upon the apostles, and consider how they suffered, and by whom, who bore testimony to the substance. Their sufferings were by those who were in the husks, shadows, inventions, and rudiments of the world, and those who were fallen from God's righteousness, image, and holiness, and not in the renewed state. And consider how the Hebrews suffered the spoiling of their goods by the Hebrews, who were called Jews, as you may read in the Epistle to the Hebrews. For you read in few of the epistles that the Gentiles suffered the spoiling of their goods, or the Christians by the Gentiles, but mostly by the Jews, the great professors, as you do and have done in these days. And consider how the witness has been slain, and, the true church, the woman fled into the wilderness who was persecuted, and how she has been fed there of God, and how since that time the beast and dragon's worship has been up, and the false prophet, and the whore, the false church, which has ridden on the beast in the dragon's power, whom the people have worshipped, who has caused all nations to drink of the whore's cup of fornication. Now you who have come to the end, and beyond all the worships of the beast, and after the worship of the dragon, who come now to fathom the whore, the false church, and the false prophets, and come to see the power, and to be in it, that takes them and casts them alive into the lake of fire, which has been worshipped, and burns the whore's flesh with fire, which power gives them dominion over them all, and to see to the very apostles' days what they were in and what has got up since then. For it is 1600 years since the false prophets and antichrists came in. Therefore they may plead antiquity now with the power of God. You may look what tricks they have played in the world, since the primitive times in the apostasy. But now is the bride coming up out of the wilderness, and the prophet has arisen and arising, and the everlasting gospel shall be, and is preached again to all nations, kindreds, tongues, and peoples, of those who dwell upon the earth. And the reapers have going forth to reap people down, and sow up to God, and to bring them into the barn, and to gather the wheat into the garner. And people shall come to worship God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in it, and the beasts worship, and dragons worship, and the great whore's church is falling. The true woman is coming up, false prophets are falling, true prophets and true witnesses are rising and have risen. Sing, triumph, and rejoice, glory in the highest. Trample, tread, and bow them before the mighty God, let the wicked bow before the gates of the righteous. Sing and rejoice, the heaven of heavens praise the Lord. Now the dragon's worship, beast, false church, false prophet are taken, the old dragon cast into the lake of fire, and with him the false prophets and the flesh of the whore burnt. Reap out, reap out, reap out, I say, with the power of God, you reapers to the Lord, for here is the day of harvest. For as the other falls, the day of harvest is known, a day of gathering, for it is that which has inwardly ravened that scattered. For the inwardly raveneth and wolves in sheep's clothing, whose fruits have been briars and thorns, and thistles are those who have made up the false church, the whore, the false prophets, and the beast's worship, and the dragon's worship out of the truth, which have made the world like a wilderness, overgrown with thistles, thorns, and briars, in which lodge the wolves and dragons. The beginning of this ravening into this state was a matter of 1600 years ago, among whom is found the blood of the martyrs, prophets, and saints in the faith, and in the testimony of Jesus, shed in this dark night of apostasy, separation, degeneration, with all their compelling worships, inventions, laws, traditions, churches, customs to be observed, and cups for people to drink. In these, I say, and among these have the righteous suffered since the days of the apostles, and among them is the blood of the martyrs, and the prophets, and holy people of the royal seed found. And by them have they all suffered, and God will fetch his royal seed from among them with his own hand, and with his mighty power he will fetch it. Glory over all to him. Rejoice and sing praises, he is now triumphing gloriously, and bringing you over with his power, so that you might see to the beginning before man fell. And know the state of the Jews in the law, and the state of the Christians in the end of the law, and the state of the apostatized pretended Christians since the apostles' days, out of both the law and the gospel, how they have gotten up, and in what they have lived out of the life and power the apostles were in, and Christ Jesus, who is the first and the last, the top and cornerstone, who is over all felt, and lies heavy upon the transgressors, who is the rock, upon which the lambs leap and skip. Feel him in you all, then you may all feel the first and the last, who destroys the devil and his works, which are imperfect, whose works are persecution and murder and banishment and cruelty and imprisonment. For the devil shall cast some into prison, said John in the Revelation. And the devil was a murderer from the beginning and a liar, whom Christ destroys and his works, who was before he was and remains when he is destroyed and gone, and his works. Therefore in him, the seed, you have life eternal, and in him meet together, and then you are in the pastures of life, who is the first and the last, who is over death and the power of it, and the pastures of death. So those who are in this royal seed comprehend the state and time before the law, the time of the law, the time of Christians, and the time of the apostasy. For the seed Christ is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. And in the seed is the staidness and plainness of words and life, yet a mystery to all those who are out of it. And those who are in the seed comprehend and see the state of the sufferings of the righteous before the law, and the state of the sufferings of the righteous in the law, by whom, and for what they suffered, and also comprehend the state of the Christians, who lived in the end of the law, in Christ the substance, and by whom they suffered, and for what. Even by those who were the greatest professors, out of the life of Moses and the prophets, which, had they been in, they would have read Christ the substance, and all those who testified of him, and were witnesses of him. And also comprehended the state, and see who are those who apostatized from the apostles, and the church in the primitive times, and who have been the sufferers, and who it is that has made them suffer, and for what. So the measuring line of righteousness is known in this, and also the state now in which the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory, and the rising of the witnesses, and the prophets, and the reapers going forth to reap the earth, and the woman is coming out of the wilderness, and the worshipping of God who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the dry land is known. And the destruction of the devil's worship, and the dragons, and the false prophets, and the great whore, the false church, and the saints shall reign, and the Lamb shall have victory. And the bride, the Lamb's wife, shall he known, which is the true church, which Christ is the head of. So live in this, that is, in the life and power of Christ, in Christ the substance, in which you may know him, the first and the last, and the gospel fellowship which is preached again. Which gospel is the power of God, which was before the power of darkness was, which has darkened life and immortality from people. In which power, life and immortality come to be brought to light again to people, in which power of God is the fellowship which is a mystery. So wait to know every particular of yourselves to be heirs of this, and know your portion, the power of God, the gospel fellowship, then you are members one of another, and living stones, that build up the spiritual household. And also know the cross of Christ, which is the power of God, which crucifies from the state in the fall and the apostasy. In that state, I say, that Adam and Eve and all their sons and daughters are in the fall. Where, in that state, they glory in the creatures and in their shame and in their inventions or in their strength, wisdom, or riches. But glorying in the cross of Christ, the power of God, the glorying is in that which crucifies from the state of Adam and Eve, and all their sons and daughters in the fall, and all the apostate Christians are in this state since the apostles' days. And in this power of God is everlasting glorying, which is a cross to all who live in the apostasy, and in the fall, but not a cross to those who are redeemed and crucified, for their glorying stands in it which is over all the gloryings in the fall and all creatures. So in the power of the Lord God meet, wait, live, and dwell, and have fellowship, for in the power Christ lives. Therefore now you who have come to know the gospel preached again that was among the apostles, in this power of God you will feel before the fall of Adam and Eve, where all things were good and blessed in the beginning before the fall, which, after the fall, the curse came, which brought the woe and misery. So you who feel the redemption out of the fall, you know the state of the blessing before the fall, how all things were good and blessed. Come into the same power that brings you up before the fall, and brings you to be gathered in the name of Jesus, which is above every name, and be gathered into the name of Jesus, by which salvation is brought. For there is no other name under heaven given, by which salvation is brought, but by the name of Jesus. So, you being gathered in the name which is above every name, and also in the name by which salvation is brought, and by no other name, in that wait and meet and keep together, so you will feel the blessing of the Lord in you and among you. So farewell, and consider how the servants of the Lord and his royal people and prophets feared not flames, feared not dens of lions or dragons, heeded not imprisonments, bonds, banishments, whips, nor scourgings, nor spoiling of their goods and their tortures, nor feared not their being sawed asunder, nor their stocks, their clubs and staves, lyre persecution, but chose rather to suffer reproach with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And how they did not regard reproaches, slanders, or vilifying words, but trampled upon them, and said the sufferings were not to be compared with the excellency and riches of grace, which they were made partakers of. And the cry was, "What shall separate us from the love of God, which we have in Christ Jesus? Shall death, shall famine, or sword, or persecution, or cold, or nakedness, or things present, or things to come, or heights, or depth, or angels, or men, or principalities, or powers, separate us from the love of God? For by the powers were all the national worships held up, as they are at this day, and the false prophets, teachers, and the powers joined together then against those who were in the faith, by which faith they overcame and said, here was not anything that was able to separate them from the love of God that they had in Christ Jesus. Mark. Christ the seed, who destroys the devil and his works, in which seed, Christ, you come over the devil, the author of all imprisoning, persecuting, darkness, ungodliness, unrighteousness, unholiness, Christ who subdues all things to himself, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and dominion an everlasting dominion over all dominions. And in this kingdom and dominion you all have peace, where no unrighteous thing enters. And so in this you come to be a free people, in life and power and dominion. And there is no new thing under the sun, for the wicked still cry light is darkness, as of old time, and call good, evil, and evil, good, and truth, error, and cry up the false teachers and prophets for the true, and false church and worship, and the feigned humility for the true, and the blind zeal for the good and true zeal, now as in former days. And so it is the old enemy of mankind, and his works, which the seed destroys and who reigns, glory forever to the highest, George Fox, top back letters, next letters.